in our Sunday school lesson today, it was talking about how that the world knows that we are his disciples.
Yes.
Amen. Because we have love one to another. Amen. We're different than the world. You know, the world, they go out and they buy these flowers which are going to turn dead in a few weeks.
Amen.
And they're going to die away. And people will forget that they brought flowers for them, or something will come up that the flowers just, sometimes they even take them and throw them at each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But if we have, according to John 13 and 35, if we have love one to another,
amen,
then the world, the people will know that we are his disciples.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So love, it goes deeper than just material things.
Amen.
Amen. It is a sense of a part of God. God is love. God is love. Amen. He is the one that gives us the spirit of love.
Amen.
Amen. And love is different than most humans consider love. When you say love, they're looking at lust.
Yes.
Oh, I just love that truck.
Yes.
I just love that man. No. I just love that woman. They want it. They desire it.
Yes.
They lust after it.
Lust it. All right. Make a claim.
That's right.
Love. Amen.
Make a claim.
I've got a few scriptures. Amen. We're going to start with Deuteronomy. In the Old Testament. Sometimes I crack myself. In the Old Testament, amen. At Deuteronomy 6, and I believe I want to go to 4 and 5. Amen. It's back in the beginning, God gave the commandments, amen, to Moses for the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 6 and 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Verse 5 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with some of thine heart." Somebody helping me out. I love that.
Lord.
I love that. Amen. You can't change none of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. It says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart." And with some of your soul,
all
of your soul,
all of that
soul, and with some of your might. And all of thy might. Amen. Now, if the Lord gave them the commandment, first of all, he wanted them to understand when he says, "Hear, O Israel," he wanted them to give attention. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. The Lord your God is one Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Not two.
Yes.
Not three.
One.
One Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And this one Lord,
no, you're not.
You have to love him.
Thank you, Jesus.
With all your heart.
All
your soul.
Yes.
And all the might. That means everything that's within you.
Yes.
love him. If he could give them this commandment way back then, he could give, he expects us to keep this commandment.
Yes.
Okay, let's turn to St. John 15.
15.
I think I want to start at verse 12. We're going to bring you up to the new church.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of people said that we're not living under the law anymore. This is the new day. This is a new church. So I'm going to tell you what the Lord said in the new church. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now, we know that in the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel to love him with all their mind, soul, and might.
Heart.
Now, I don't know about your Bible, but in my Bible, this is in red. So this means that it's Jesus talking.
Amen.
And a commandment is not open for discussion.
Right.
It's not if you want to. You don't have to. A commandment is a law. This is God's law.
Yes.
He's saying that this is what you have to do.
Yes.
He said in verse 12 that ye are to love one another as I have loved you.
Okay? Yes.
Now, if we go to verse 13, he says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Yes.
What is more precious to us in this day and time?
Hallelujah.
All of us aren't rich.
Amen.
All of us don't drive fancy cars, Lamborghinis and Porsches.
Yes.
The $100,000, $300,000 cars, we don't have houses up on the hills.
Yes.
But we do have our life.
Yes.
And the Lord says, greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his life for his friend.
Yes.
Jesus is our friend.
Jesus is our friend. Yes, he is.
I love the Lord today because he first loved me.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, he goes on to say, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
Yes.
Again, it's not open for discussion. If you want to be a friend of Jesus, you have to obey his command.
Hallelujah.
There's no, it's simple. Verse 15 says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. There is no secrets between us and Jesus.
Amen.
Where we were once servants, we were outcasts. We were considered less than dogs.
Hallelujah.
Us Gentiles, us people that are not Jewish.
Yeah.
We were not God's friend. We were enemies of God. But God loved us. He loved us so much so that he took us from being a servant
to being a friend.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It brings a smile to my face.
Amen.
I'm a friend of Jesus. Amen. Verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you.
Yes.
Now, isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Hallelujah.
When you have such a friend. And see, this commandment says that it's no goodness of ours.
All right.
It's nothing that we did.
Yes.
But, see, Jesus is not just going to be your friend for just because you're who you are.
Mm-hmm.
He wants something from you.
Hallelujah.
When he is your friend and he gives you his spirit, he wants you to produce fruit.
Hallelujah.
Now, we know that a tree that doesn't bear fruit is good for what? A branch on a tree that does not bear fruit, you got to prune it.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
Because it's sapping strength from the other ones. So he wants us to bear fruit.
Amen.
He wants us to be like him.
Amen.
Again, verse 17 said, and these things I command you, that you love one another. Again, he's telling us that there is no way around it. We have to love one another.
Amen.
We have to love one another.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Again, let's go to Matthew. I want to go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. I think I want to start at 43. It says that ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Chapter.
Read with me. Read with me. I'm not putting anything in there that's not in there.
What chapter of Matthew? Matthew what?
It says
Matthew
5:43.
Oh, 43. Okay. There we go.
Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. This is what's been said. Okay? Now, back in the day when Jesus was here, it was a popular thing to love the Lord. He's right here. I love you, Lord. But my enemy, I don't like him. I'm going to hate him. But then it goes on to verse 44 and it says what the Lord says.
All right.
Not what they say, but what the Lord says.
All right.
He says, but I say unto you, love your enemies.
All right.
Bless them that curse you.
Yes, yes.
Do good to them that hate you.
Yes.
And pray for them which despitefully use you.
Amen.
And persecute you.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Now you got it.
Now you got it.
Jesus is just saying what they're saying. And it's like today.
Yeah.
We come to church, we love each other.
Yeah.
Your neighbor is good to have. I got good neighbors. and I got bad neighbors. It's good to love your good neighbors. Oh, they look after your house when you're gone. I remember when I first moved in, I had one neighbor. We didn't have our fence. We didn't have our dog then. It had been a place that they had to tear down the house that was there, and he rebuilt another house that we live in now. But it was a place where people would come and just park. And it was on a dark street, and it was just, they would come and park and neck and do that drug deal, do whatever. It was just an empty house, just an empty place. But when we moved in, my neighbor, bless her heart, she's a good neighbor, she would come out and she see somebody and she said, uh-uh, y'all don't belong here.
All right.
Y'all ain't my neighbors. This house, it belongs to Frank and Yubi.
Yeah.
It's good to love that neighbor. But I got a neighbor across the street. Trash piled up all in front of the house. Curtains hanging all down. Kids running amok. Naturally, you don't want to love that neighbor. But the Lord said, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use and persecute you. We're still in the flesh. And we have to have, like Pastor said, a lot of Holy Ghost to love our enemies. Again, this in my Bible is in red. It's the words of Jesus Christ himself. And it's not open for discussion. It is what he said, and it's what he meant. How else could we produce fruit unless we had his spirit in us? And his spirit is what makes us love our enemy, which makes us love the ones that hate us, the ones that curse us. Remember, we were once enemies of Christ. We were once enemies of God. But he loved us so much that he laid down his life for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
And we have to be so much so filled with his spirit. You know, what better way to paraphrase it, to draw bees than with honey.
Amen.
If you put vinegar out there, you ain't gonna get no bees. You ain't gonna get no honey. So if you treat a neighbor or an enemy with hate and contempt, you're not gonna get him to come to church. That's why the Lord says for you to do what he asked you to do. Because he wants us to draw people to him. And if we're filled with his spirit, we can do that.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13. That is the chapter on love. The way of love. I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you. I'll just give you a few things about what it's teaching us about the way of love. Chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass,
yes,
or as a tinkling cymbal.
Mm.
Think about it. You can talk big talk,
man,
but if you don't show love,
all right,
then that love is nothing but hot air.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 4. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself.
Yes.
It is not puffed up.
Yes.
Love suffers long.
Yes.
When people continually get on your last nerve.
All right.
When love, it says, it doesn't elevate itself.
Yes.
I'm better than this person.
Yes.
It's not puffed up. It's not arrogant.
Yes.
Verse 7 says, it beareth all things. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. Endureth all things. And and when you read something and you see the if on the end, that means it's continual.
Amen.
You can't just love it one time and let it go.
All right.
You have to keep on
all right now
doing it.
Man.
Now I'm going to go down to verse 13, and it says, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity.
Thank you, Jesus.
These three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Charity, love.
The greatest of the things that we must have.
Amen.
We must have faith. We must have hope. And we must have love.
Amen.
Love for each other.
Amen.
Love for our enemies. And most of all, love for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And one more I want to talk to you about in conclusions. We want to go to, I think it's 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. And I just want to leave you with what Paul was telling the Corinthian church. But basically what it's saying is that he was writing to the Corinthian church in his conclusion to them, and he was calling them brethren. Amen. He was calling them brethren because he had a feeling that they truly loved and appreciated the Word of God.
Amen.
And I call you my brethren, that includes sisters, because I believe in my heart, because you're here,
yes,
that you love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that in doing so, you love me.
Amen.
So let us love one another as Christ loved us.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.